The Gabigails are here to give you a full recap of this week's episodes of Days of Our Lives. And trust me, it's a killer. Coming up next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Why, good afternoon, all of you Days of Our Lives fans. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Dishin Days, where we give you a full recap of this week's episodes of Days of Our Lives. I'm your host, Tony Gale, and I am joined by a gaggle of gales. Starting to my far, 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 far left, we have my chocolate twin in the house.
That's right, James Gale. I'm here.
And of course, we have our very lovely and beautiful
Tammy Gale.
And of course, joining us again this week, we have our wonderful, handsome.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Michael Mattis is my name, by the way.
Or Michael Gal.
Michael Gal. Oh, sorry.
Come on, Gal.
My God. Come on,
sorry.
Girl. Come
I'm
on.
Sorry.
Get it together.
The wig is really messing with me, okay?
Right?
Ain't used to it.
We are in full Gabigail form today. If you guys are watching live, thank you so much for tuning in. And don't forget to like us and follow us on all social media platforms. We are Dishin Days on Facebook and Instagram and underscore Dishin Days on Twitter. The @
is implied.
Thank you very much. And before we get started, James Law Jr.
Yes.
You have a surprise.
Can you turn your phone off, please?
Get it together. You act like you've never done this before.
I'm just so new. Ironically,
you need to have one of those before the movies thing where it says silence your phone.
Well, ironically, this week's my 3-year anniversary at AfterBuzz.
Yay!
So obviously I have done it before. In honor of that, and my 3-year anniversary is always tied to this show, Dishin Days. This is where I started. Mm-hmm. So let's throw to that first clip of my first ever appearance on television as a host.
Welcome to AfterBuzz TV. I'm your host,
3 years ago.
Freeman,
oh my God.
And we're here doing our Days of Our Lives recap show. With me today are
Peter, the real Dooligan.
James Lodger,
Black Hope LA.
James is
I feel like I was 10 years younger.
Oh, that's back when you were Black Hope.
Yes, awesome. Black Hope. Like, remember, we missed that one. Everybody missed that one.
I didn't ask what he was doing.
So I just want to show that. So that was my first ever walking in as a host on television. I've never done it my entire life. I was like, whatever. I was filling in for Tony Moore, who was in Canada. You're doing an event.
Oh, I was in Canada.
The first time I came.
Yes, yes, yes.
The same time I came, you were in Australia.
Yes.
So my surprise, I have not seen this ever until I looked at it last night. From 3 years ago, our first appearance together on this show. I've never looked at it ever. From April 2015, show
oh
that
my
clip.
Gosh.
And welcome to AfterBuzz TV's recap.
Like a baby. You were a baby.
Soap opera, Days of Our Lives.
I am your host, Tony Moore, and I am joined by my lovely co-host. We have right next to me in the far, far left with the highest hair ever.
Mark J. Freeman.
And filling in for Peter today, we have the super organizer himself,
James Law Jr.
Thank you, James, for joining us today. And happy Daytime Emmy Awards Day, everyone.
And you can tell you to say something right now.
You guys are dual watching. You got that?
Dual watching. You're
watching us. You're watching the Emmys and us at the same time. Make sure you keep us up to date. Right before we got on, we got word that our very own Freddie Smith won an Emmy today.
Oh, wow.
And this next statement right here.
We're sending out good vibes to everyone else in hopes that they win their awards. Unfortunately, I just saw that Camila didn't win her
award. What an ironic thing.
How ironic.
Camila was up for an Emmy and she didn't win.
Keeping hope for
so I just want to show that. That was our first time I met him. I hadn't met him. I filled in for him, and then I filled in for Peter.
For Peter.
And when I look at that clip of the three of us, that kind of was the beginning of our magic.
It was. And for those of you who don't know, and Tammy and Michael, you guys don't know, apparently James was intimidated to meet me.
I was.
I was a little. I'm not going to lie.
Oh.
I mean, you and I have seen each other like... out, but
your reputation precedes you.
Know, you're like the leader here, you know. I didn't want to disappoint you or like, you know, mess
I
up
am,
and
I am no one.
But
I come in and chit chat like
you.
Well, for me,
but no, it's like you're the like I right. said, you're like the face of this show.
Right.
So when when you come in, you're just like, I want to do well.
That was me. Did I tell you that? I said exactly, Michael, same thing. I said to Tony, it was more of just that this was his show. I was told this was his show. I hope I didn't, I don't know what he thought about my appearances on there. I don't know if he likes me or not. I was just a little nervous, but he gave me a huge hug when I met him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's like, too. Hi. Yeah. He's like, hi. He's like, hi. He gave me a big hug. We had a big hug. We had a great time. So.
You know, I love that everyone treats me like Miranda Priestly.
That is all.
I should come in here and start going coat bag. And everyone is now named Emily.
But I hadn't seen that, so I want to thank Toni Moore and Mark J. Freeman for my beginnings on television.
Well, it has been magical ever since, until the Super Bowl about like a year ago when James decided to part ways. But it's okay. I told him I wasn't taking a no, so and that's why he's here today.
I'm here today.
So thank you, James Lodge, and happy 3-year anniversary.
Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary.
Oh my gosh, I forgot the hourglass in the locker.
I know. I was like, oh, we.
My bad. This is what happens when Mark J. Freeman is not here. I was so concentrating on the wig that I couldn't help it. Whatever. But it won't mess up our show. So
we'll use this. This will be the
that'll be the hourglass. Yeah. So what did you guys think of?
Oh, 1 second.
Oh, what happened? Okay. Can you hear us?
I can hear.
Oh, now you can hear. So what did you guys think of this week of days? I thought it was an info week.
It was an info week until like the Friday's show. Like, Friday's show was a great show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I agree with that.
Yeah. And harken back to the old days.
And then, I was at the edge of my seat with Billy.
Yes.
Coming in.
It was so good to see
Why her. Was that a surprise to me? Like, when the scene where John and the muckety muck were in the mausoleum, and he was holding a gun to John, and you heard the gunshot, and then it was Billy that shot him. I was like, And then afterwards, I was like, why is that such a surprise to me?
Right.
Like, why am I surprised by that? Like, they got me.
Well, it happens.
Because I was like, oh.
Well, I didn't realize Billy was coming to soon. Lisa Rinna was coming to soon. I knew she was coming back, but I didn't know she was coming to soon. But it makes sense. It all makes sense.
Yeah. If you watch The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, she mentioned that she was coming back as an FBI.
Right.
So I was like, I love. Shout out to Lisa Rinna.
Yeah. And
Lisa
Shout out to Lisa Rinna.
We want you in this studio. We want you to come in and talk to us. So fans, y'all tweet Lisa Rinna and say, girl, come on in here and talk to us.
That's right.
All right, so with all that in mind, it's now time to start
Dishin' Days.
Tony's Ashes.
Set it and forget it.
All right, so.
Tony's Ashes.
So, first of all, in honor of our wigs, we will start this off with Andre's Murder and Gabigail.
So, I love that name.
Isn't it great?
That's a great name. Gabigail. I saw it online. I love it.
So, Gabby was brought up on charges for Murder 1.
Lots of shade happened in Salem towards Gabby.
D.A. Trask is back.
Oh my god, I know, I love her.
Okay, do you love how she turned to like you hated her at first, and then she was like macking on Stefan, and you're like, oh girl, I get you.
I get you too. Me too. Okay, I'm on.
But also, I was just kind of like, oh girl, here she comes again, just trying to like, cause who's, okay, was it Hope in Stefano's Murder that she was like,
yes, like, she was part of that.
Then Gabby was released from jail on a technicality, and she was all messed up. She was pissed about that. So.
Okay, but girl, like, come on, D.A. Trask. Like, let's do your job properly, and let's make sure that...
Melinda.
Mm-hmm. I love in the scene at at Doug's place where she was like just blasting Abby publicly and blah 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 blah. Then all of a sudden Gabby's away and she's like, I really can't talk about the case.
I'm
like, wait a minute, just go on a tirade? Now you're like, I can't talk about it.
I just love how Judy was like, and here's a drink on the house, lady, because she was all about
an Alabama slammer. Did you notice how it was half full too? I was like, I would have returned that and been like, no.
Yeah, like, come on, girl. Fill it up. We're on the same side.
Do you guys think that Julie will ever get over Gabby killing Nick?
No, she shouldn't.
But no.
I say she shouldn't.
It's her family.
You say she shouldn't.
It's her family.
Yeah, it's her family.
And Eli's her family. I say she shouldn't.
Yeah.
Screw Gabby Hernandez. And I like the character. I love Camila, of course. but for Julie's way, I get it.
Yeah. Oh,
she loved Nick.
Patty LaBelle. But Nick was team
don't matter. She has family.
You're going to always stand up for your family, good, bad, or indifferent.
And he didn't do anything to her. I mean, he didn't hurt her. I mean, it was either Gina did to Julie. He's a troubled child.
Who, Nick Fallon?
Yes.
He did to hurt Gabby?
Yes.
No, I said didn't Julie. He try to rape her?
No, I said Julie. He didn't mean Julie. I'm saying Julie. It's like she's a family member trying to believe that, that you can't believe her cousin was
right,
like.
Right. Okay. Right.
But still, at some point, like, acknowledge that your family member is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Like, we all got that one uncle that's a little crazy. We, like, we know he crazy, but, like, we just accept it.
I think Julie's, like, two wrongs make it right, though.
Well, I guess so.
He's like... It's,
okay. Good points, and you're absolutely right. She shouldn't give it up, but watching it on screen and her just going off on it again, yeah. You're like, okay, come on. Like, yeah. It's been a couple years. Yeah. But good points, yeah. And I kind of agree now hearing that.
Yes. Okay, so now, at first they were like, yeah, this is like,
I know, whenever I have hair,
it's like,
wow. Turn back.
You look really pretty with that long, dark wig.
Yeah. Everybody is feeling their fantasy today.
We are wig-tastic today.
Wig-tastic. Yep. So, with the murder, they were saying whoever has the top of the martini shaker, is the murderer.
This is forever going to be the. It's not an urn anymore.
It's not an urn. It's not an urn. It's not an urn.
The pixel-sized martini shaker.
Yeah. But then Rafe and Eli was then also saying that they couldn't find Tony's phone.
Right.
And then Stefan, we saw that Stefan had Tony's phone, and there was a message that said, like, oh, I was, let me put it in my words. Hey, girl, we need to talk about Gabby Sheik, so I know you're working late, so I'm gonna come down there and talk to you.
Pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much. That's it was pretty much, yeah.
But I'm just kind of like, okay, like, I guess I don't understand... There's another piece to this puzzle.
Right.
Because it's weird that, like, he's keeping the phone and made sure that he had to delete the message. You know what I mean? And Vivian and Stefan keep saying, what we did.
Well, no, and that's what I was saying last week. What they did, what they're talking about, is not related to Andre's murder,
but if he's got his cell phone,
but it's something
else.
That's,
like you said, a whole other piece to the puzzle that maybe there was
something else. There was something else going on. I don't think that.
Are you in denial? Do you just not want Stefan and Vivian to be a part of this?
No, I don't think it's too obvious.
Okay.
You know, I always see. I don't take what I see on screen as face value because Days has trained me not to. Basically,
that part.
Like 24 years of watching this show, and I'm like, nothing is what it seems. You know.
Right.
So I think what they're talking about is something. What they're talking something completely different that we don't know and nothing to do with. The
with Andre's murder.
With the actual murder, you know what I mean?
But that cell phone completely threw me.
It did. It threw me, too. Well, I was just kind of like, okay, well, it puts you... you're just another person around the time that Andre died, but it doesn't necessarily implement you. You know what I mean?
Sorry.
Because... no, it's fine.
He used it.
Because...
Implement.
Yeah. Because... Oh, that's not my phone. Because... It's Andre's phone. I know, right?
We have the murder weapon and the phone.
The phone here.
This is not looking good for us. No.
Are you the murderer?
That wig.
With this hair? You
with
know,
that wig, girl.
Anything is possible.
And you know that's where to get the coat.
Yeah. Right, you said later, right, exactly. Yeah.
So, and then the whole thing with, first of all, when that Gabby, not Gabby, Abigail... Same thing.
Yeah.
Keeps having the dreams about about finding Andre and stuff like that, and then, and the blood and all that, and then waking up, and this was Friday's episode, waking up, and then we see the coat and the gloves and the sachet up the which Marcy Miller, mind you, don't act like we didn't see that sachet up those steps.
Okay.
And then when Stefan walked in. And was like, Gabby, and she did the slow turnaround, and it was Abigail. I was like, but for some reason, Stefan didn't look shocked that it was Abigail.
Mm-hmm.
Was it me that looked on his face like...
Well, I know there wasn't really a reaction.
Yeah.
It was just kind of like him being...
Yeah. The reaction was for us. The reaction was for us to show us that it's Abigail.
Yeah.
But maybe that's just his... In his character, like, he doesn't get... Like, because so far with Stefan, we haven't really seen, like, a lot of...
He doesn't get
emotion.
Shook.
You know, we haven't seen a lot of reaction, I guess. So maybe that was his, like, he's confused. He doesn't know what's going on. He doesn't know to be like.
That moment happened so fast, too, that it was him and then it cut straight to her.
Yeah.
So I think maybe more of the reaction
will happen on Monday.
Monday. Yeah. Right?
And she was obviously planting the other evidence mm-hmm. in Stefan's room, because it wasn't in Abigail and Chad's room, because Chad wasn't laying in there with Stefan.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All I know is from that one turn that changed the world.
Yes.
I was like, now I'm in.
Yeah.
I was like, now I'm into the storyline. And because, you know, of course, I'm the resident GH person, because I did GH Report. Ron wrote great DID stories for, especially for the queen of all DID on television, Victoria Laura Buchanan, and also her daughter, Jessica Buchanan. He did great stories, so now I'm excited to see how he writes this.
Yes.
I'm excited for, I love Marcy, I love her portrayal of Abigail, so I'm curious to see how they work this together now. Now I'm ready. Now I'm invested.
Yeah, because with that slow turnaround, you were like, oh.
I was shocked.
Yeah. That collective gasp.
Yeah.
Yes, completely.
And then it ended on such a good note. Mm-hmm. And then in our group chat, Michael had told me that it was Abigail before I had a chance to watch, but it was okay.
I know, I did not, spoiler alert.
Oh my God.
No, because, you know, I'm on Twitter a lot, and I see stuff, so things are spoiled for me.
Right, exactly, me too.
But I did feel bad about spoiling you, so well, I apologize.
I
just assume, I'm like, everyone's on Twitter that much, right? Oh, no?
Well,
just me? I'm married and have no life. What do you want? Like, so I know what happens before I see it. And, you know, I guess I shouldn't assume that.
Well, I was on, well, before you messaged us, I was on Instagram and saw a picture of Marcy in dark hair.
It was
awful.
I missed it.
I was like, okay, this is, but it still shocked me because she turned around like just as calm and collected. Like,
it was still fun. It was still fun to watch, even though I knew what was coming.
It was It was a classic soap opera.
Yes.
Soap opera moment.
Right? Yes. Completely.
And I love those moments. That's why, you know, on this show we've agreed not to do spoilers because we still want to like be surprised.
Yeah. Yes.
And I think a lot of people think that we know stuff. We don't know nothing because we don't want to know.
I don't want to know.
I don't want to know. I want to be surprised. I want to be at the edge of my seat. That's it. All right. So so that's pretty much it with that storyline.
Before we move off of Stefan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The moment for me this week was him and playing chess.
Oh.
Holy mackerel.
Such a great scene. So simple, but such a great scene.
When we had Teo on as a guest, mm-hmm. he said that Tyler Christopher was the first actor cast as a demure that he really felt had the essence, the darkness mm-hmm. of a demure.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
we saw it.
That scene, mm-hmm. it's like, oh.
I'm gonna piggyback off of you. I wanted to say it was kind of ironic you said that, because for 100 years he was Nicholas Castle on General Hospital.
I know, and I thought that is the best role he'll ever have.
Same here,
right?
And however, he was a good guy. He was the good guy in that bad family.
He had conscience.
And ironically, Teo played his Uncle Victor in that show. He was a Castellan also. Small world. But this week solidified for me, he is Stefan Odemira.
Yes, right.
Odemira. I know he is. He is. And he's, I mean, Tyler is a great actor, but I was just not sure how I was going to translate. Like, is this too close to him playing a Cassadine? Yeah. And can he play bad? I'm sorry, Billy Flynn. I'm sorry. I love you. Him and Marcy Miller have amazing chemistry.
This week kind of turned me. Like, I've always been a Billy Flynn slash Chad fan. Right. This week kind of turned me, and I'm like,
listen,
kind of digging Stefan O.
I know. Listen, ever since Stefan O came about and was having scenes with Abigail, I've been like, I'm here for it.
Yeah.
I'm here
for it. Well, the thing is, it gave us like a confirmation into the way the character's thinking, because when a character's just interacting with other people, you don't know if they're like legit in what they're saying.
You don't know their inner monologue.
It's those moments where they kind of have a monologue to themselves, and they used to do this all the time, like way back when.
Yes,
and it's like, it confirmed to us, it's like, okay, he's a Demira, he's after Abigail, mm-hmm. or he has a thing for Abigail, mm-hmm. it's definite now. So now we know his motives, his agendas.
Yes, now we can follow him and see what happens.
Yeah.
I just say, but then also for Chad and Abigail's supports, they're good together. I love Billy Flynn, the way he just talks to Stefan is so hilarious.
Yeah.
There's winks in there.
You going to stay home tonight with your mama?
I love that line. And he kind of smiled.
He's cackling
on the way out. I thought it was hilarious.
Oh my God.
So it's kind of energized that whole family a little bit.
Yeah.
But I would say, I can see Stefan and Abigail, I can see something.
Me too. I've seen it since the beginning, but you know, Leave it to somebody like Mark J. Freeman.
Oh yeah. Who's not here today? Sorry, folks. People were asking where he was.
Oh, yes. Mark is not here. He's dealing with family issues. Yeah. So, you know, we send our love and hugs out to Mark.
Yes, we do.
All right. So, I'm shedding.
Me too. I'm shedding too.
Sorry.
Vitamin B deficiency.
All right. So.
Biotin.
Are we all done?
With yeah, I think so.
I had to bring stuff in.
Oh, can we take these off?
Oh, y'all are taking them off.
Oh, well, I was like, good night, everybody. I was like, oh my God, what's wrong with me? I'm sweaty. I can put it back on for a picture. I can put it back on.
Rude.
I'm all. No, okay. I'm so I'll get over here.
Well, should we all take them off?
Should we all
now?
Take it?
Yeah, because if one has them off, then.
It's just, it's making me sweat.
Ow.
But we'll put them back on for our picture.
This is going to be scary.
Is it?
I feel like. The Sunset Boulevard.
This is Kiss Unmasked. Come on, let's do it.
Okay. I have to. See, luckily, I have the type of hair now where you just kind of shake it out and then it's totally fine. Mm-hmm. So, all right. So, moving on, we have the Steve, John, and Billy storyline. I'm very intrigued by this storyline because there's such a push pull with John having to do this assignment but doesn't want to do this assignment, and now Billy's involved, which I'm excited about.
Yes.
But it's just kind of like, I still would like to know two things. One, John, why do you have to do this to Steve? Where are Paul and Will?
And Will, yes.
Now, I'm assuming that the reason why Billy got caught in the mausoleum was because she, like, I don't think John killed Will and Paul.
Oh, no.
I think they're tranquilized.
Yes.
And then Billy
and
was
Billy
like helping,
had to get rid of the bodies.
Yeah.
So they're somewhere in a dungeon, just kind of like, you know.
You know, just days.
Yeah.
The secret room in the Demira house.
Yeah. Sure. And I think right before she was done, that's when Kate walked in. Like, I don't think she necessarily was supposed to be seen.
Right.
But Kate caught her in there. But I still think it's
because Lisa Rinna kind of played it like, I'm not doing anything.
Yeah, right. I was looking for you, and I figured you might be here. Yeah.
And it's cold. Let's get out of here. It's cold in here.
Yeah.
Let's get out of here. It's cold.
Lisa Rinna looks good, though. She looks good. She still
I love the burgundy. That was a beautiful color.
Yeah.
I love that.
So welcome back, Lisa Rinna.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out how... John is slipping.
Well, yeah, because at the end, the other... cliffhanger at the end of Friday's show with Steve
waking up and being like, what are you doing? But I think now that Kayla revealed to Steve that there was poison found in him, I feel like with his ISA training, I think he's putting the dots together. Mm-hmm. So I think he was laying there thinking like, whoever's doing this is going to come back and try to finish.
Yeah.
And when John walked in, he woke up and was like,
what are you doing?
What you doing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, knowing me, I would be dead to the world.
No pun intended.
You wouldn't have you wouldn't have meant to fall asleep, but...
I would have been like, okay, I'm going to act like...
Me too. I'd have been knocked out.
Yeah. So this storyline is very intriguing because... And then you got the muckety-muck guy or as I call him, the drug guy. I can't remember what I listed him as, but no one knows his name. But
he was his name from All My Children for me. I was like, he's from All My Children. Derek, from All My Children. I was like, okay.
Well, whoever he is. But apparently, like, everyone's watching, and that whole, like, gunfight that happened between him and John, and luckily Billy came, and like, and John was even like, look, I'm slipping. I'm like, yeah, you are, girl, because Will found out, Paul found out, you had to get rid of them, Steve done caught you now, Tripp almost caught you. Right. Like, you are not the John Black ISA that we used to know.
Do you think it's because he's so shook up about this whole experience?
I would think so.
Or
I honestly think he doesn't want to do it.
He doesn't want to do it, so he's making these mistakes or...
Yeah.
Right.
But there's some reason that I hope they reveal soon as to why he's having to do
it.
So here's the question, and it happened so quickly, I don't know if very many people caught it. So Billy kills Eminem, Muckety Muck, and John says, thank you. And then he says, now we've got to be extra careful... Because she is going to find out that he's dead, and we've got to cover.
Oh, right. So there's a she.
There's a she. And I rewound it because I was like, Did he say she?
Yeah, I missed that.
So there's a she behind all of this.
Because I want to hear who's behind this. Right. I want to know who's behind, but I heard she.
Oh, another piece of the puzzle.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Good for you, because I think I was looking down or eating the Swiss roll cake during that time. One of those was happening. Yeah, but this storyline is... I'm in.
Yeah, me too.
I'm in.
Me too. Mm-hmm.
I want to know... I just need to know why and where's Will and Paul. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree. I'm there.
I hope they're somewhere, like, waking up with each other, and then, like, this will be their time where they feel like they're in love with each other.
They're having sexy
times. Little romance. Yeah.
I know, long-time fan, Issa will be so mad at me, but I'm sorry. I like Paul and Will. Mm-hmm.
Me, too.
We love you, Issa.
Paul and Will together,
The whole Hardy Boys thing was a little corny, but I'm into it.
Yeah. I like a little corn.
Paul deserves a little, you know,
I think something. So. I think so. He's hot.
Yeah. Well... Anywho, moving right along, we now have Jennifer and Eric.
Hashtag power of the donut.
Hashtag boards are out of my mind.
Yeah, it's just kind of there.
Ugh. I was like, the donuts? You need that the donuts?
It's my donut.
I'm sorry. I'm all about her and that new guy. I'm like, I'm all about him. Whoever he came out of nowhere. I was like, who are you? You're hot.
Mm-hmm.
And I like him. I was like, I wanted Eric and Jennifer together like a long time ago. Is this like 10 years later they're finally trying to do something? I mean, what's going on? I'm bored out of my mind. And then the donut, like a donut. Is this a comedy routine?
First of all, it's Alice's donut, so that would make you crazy. Anyway. I never had one, but they look. Oh, they look so good.
They did look good.
But I don't know what. I don't know if I've ever given my thoughts about Jennifer and Eric. I'm pretty sure I have. Are y'all yay or nay for Jennifer and Eric?
Nay.
Yay.
I'm neither. I'm like, I'll accept them together. I'll accept them not together. Either way, I'm just like, I'm like, they exist, they are there.
I like,
good for them.
And the reason is
I'm not really invested in that part, but I mean, it's nice that they finally made their way through. It just seems like a bunch of BS, and it's like all because what's her name, Anna misoverheard something. Yeah. I'm like, that was all that this was
twice,
and that I don't know.
I know.
Tammy.
They can do much better with those two.
Tammy's
Jennifer
a
doesn't want to be hurt. This is why she's holding back.
One does.
And I liked their storyline in the past, the whole addiction.
Me too. I was in for that.
You know, they were helping each other out and like you said, I was really rooting for them. So now's their time. Mm-hmm. I'm still rooting
for them. Also their name together is generic. How appropriate.
Oh, show my living word.
My living word. You don't care, you know, bitches, I'm back.
Wow.
I'm just like,
you're
okay.
It's sweet. It's romantic. Okay. It's romantic.
Romantic.
It's romantic.
Romantic.
I don't know. I mean, listen.
Yeah, what do you think?
I'm all for new people. Like, I liked her and the doctor together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it's someone new. Like, I feel like, you know, a lot of times, like, everyone's dating everybody and there's misconnections and stuff like that. And I was just like, you know, I kind of like her being able to just explore someone new, you know?
Well, she has, and there's no chemistry, so.
I just agree with that one, girl.
I disagree with that one. I still love you, but I disagree with that one.
Listen,
no, here's the deal.
He took it like a champ, like, when he come busting up in there. Yeah.
That was awkward.
I was like, we're all thinking the same thing, and Jennifer's sitting there, like, doughy-eyed and looking at Eric, and he's just chilling back like, listen, dude, we on a date, but I'm going to let you have your moment.
He's
a stand-up guy. He paid the check. He still paid the check.
He did pay the check. Now, somebody here mentioned that she's too old for it. I don't care about that part. Older women, younger women, that's fine. I just think that Missy Reeves can act, first of all.
Yeah.
She has proven it bad. She can act. Mm-hmm. And so can Greg Vaughn. We love Greg Vaughn, friend of our show. We love them. I don't think about other people.
What I think at this point, you can't look at these two characters and their like, actual age.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I agree.
It's like they're soap opera ages, and so you kind of have to just overlook that.
I agree with that. That's the least of what I think about with them. But I just
think they're cute together. Like,
they look nice on paper and stuff.
Yeah. So they look nice
just
on
pet
paper.
Put the wig.
Shady Sunday.
Yeah, Shady Sunday.
All right, so those were our top storylines, and let's get into our tidbits. Yeah. We have JJ, Lonnie, and Eli. Oof.
Oh my gosh.
Oh lordy.
That's a good story. I love that. I like that storyline.
Oh, but it just keeps getting like deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. And there was a moment where I just sit there and I'm just like, I feel like the old lady in church, like,
It was that moment. Oh no, he's not.
Yeah.
No.
And it's kind of like I feel like he is doing this just because she is pregnant, right. and that he's not like he likes her. I would say love, but I feel like the relationship hasn't built enough to where it makes sense to where they're like getting.
Oh, married. I love Doug. Doug was good. Yeah, he's like Doug. You think he's like progressively? Like, Doug's not. You know, he understands what's going on. Yeah. If you watched the show a long time ago, he has his own path too with Addie and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I like he told us you don't have to get married.
Yeah,
I didn't marry my baby mamas. Now my kids and I are close.
Yeah.
And that's the truth. So I like that he talked to him, that he's the resident kind of patriarch in the family.
Yeah.
And it was a man-to-man talk. He was like, you don't have to marry her. You can love her and still date her and then still be
and
there for
still
the baby.
Raise your
yeah.
baby.
Yeah, I that was a great progressive attitude. I like that.
I think the person who had the look that we all had when the proposal was happening was Eli.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because Eli was looking like...
What? He's like...
Are you for real?
Yeah, totally.
Like you're gonna like in his face, you saw him say, "Are you for real?" So you really gonna do this? You know that's my baby, right? Yeah. So you really gonna say yes? Like those were all the thoughts that Eli was saying. So kudos to Lamon Archie for giving us all that.
He did.
Yeah. And Lonnie did. Kept looking at him.
Yeah.
Right.
If I was JJ, I'd be like, hello, I'm proposing. Yeah, I'm looking at him.
With your great grandmama's ring.
Oh, I know. See, it's about getting deeper.
Something like that, I feel like when it starts being like the family heirlooms, you have to know for sure. I agree with that. This is who I want to be with. This is who, like, and we should feel that. Yes. Like, we're all sitting here, like the old lady in church, like,
right.
Someone should turn that into a gift.
So I turn it into a gift, you guys.
Someone should
turn it into a gift. Turn it into a gift.
I did it again just so they could have it. That's definitely a gift.
There are one shot people trying was like, Eli was like, oh, hell nah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm. Yep. I don't.
Mm-mm. Julie didn't have much of a reaction when Doug told her either. I know. She was like, you're so cute in that hat.
I know.
I was like, oh, maybe she's not feeling it. I don't know.
Yeah, she's like, whatever.
She's like, you know what? I'm tired of worrying about stuff. You my man.
Apparently, she had a lot going on with like everybody calling off.
Yes,
like,
calling off. Yes.
That place was in quite like for all that was going on there. Allegedly, like no cooks and everything.
Right.
It was little chaos.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was in restaurants.
Have you ever worked in a restaurant? No, it's not how it goes.
No. You don't have time to tell people off and talk about themselves. You're running around
talk
trying
to the DA,
yeah,
get
exactly,
free drinks,
right?
Yeah,
you don't have time for all that.
All right, so then we have. Are we all good?
Yeah.
Just want to make sure.
Sure.
Indeed. Yes.
So now we have even Brady. Brady is falling in love with
he
Eli.
Is
yes,
totally.
Of course he is.
Even though like this is supposed to be some sort of way for him to get his job back and get back in good graces with Victor, he's fallen for Eve, especially with how she handled Tate and the Valentine missing his mom and all that kind of stuff.
And now I think they're building up to that's a spoiler.
Well, nobody knows this. Well, everybody knows. We know, Chandler's coming back, so they came back.
Yeah,
that part they did. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that part.
Yeah.
I, for me personally, Cassie's probably was hot anyways. I mean, she's just super hot. So why wouldn't Eric Martsoff's character fall in love with her character? She's hot. But I love that it's kind of, it gets about older people being in older stuff. I don't look at their ages.
No.
Right.
They are good together.
Right.
This pairing, I would have never guessed this pairing ever.
Well, I mentioned last week, the scene that sold me on them was last week when they finally had like a nice moment together on their date. I was like, oh, yes. Oh. Yeah, okay, I'm for it. Yeah.
Yes.
Or when he saw her talking to Claire that time, when Claire came up when they were outside, I guess it was a date. And I forget, that's her uncle Brady, and then she used to work with Eve. And it was a nice, he saw how nice she was about Claire and her singing career.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the look in his face like, you really do care. Like, there's a heart in there somewhere. Mm-hmm. And when she said, like, well, you know, it's deeper. So she made some kind of funny comeback.
Yeah.
They can talk real to each other, which is kind of funny.
Yeah.
But also, they're falling, I think.
I still think that Eve's character is such a nice combination of the women that Brady has dated, like all kind of put into one, but not so extreme. Because I feel like Kristen was such an extreme, Teresa was such an extreme. Like Chloe is like this nice blend where if she has to get nasty, she can, but she won't like on a scale of, you know, Marlena to Stefano. You know, she's you know she's like a Carrie. You know what I mean? Yeah, Carrie, because I wouldn't say Sammy. But
Sammy.
So she's just like a nice like blend, you know, where like she can hold her own and she still has the sex appeal and she has the deviousness when she needs to. But it's kind of like how he is.
Right.
Like, you know, he's not evil.
They're an equal.
But he's devious when he needs to be.
Yeah.
So.
And they're both damaged.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah. They're both, I like that. But I mean, they're both damaged. I love damaged people. that's all I date. No. Well, I like that they're both damaged and they come together. They're coming together working their damagedness.
Yeah.
Works. Moving right along.
Daquan's like, did somebody say Sammy? No,
of course. Not really. Not really.
Nobody said Sammy. Don't worry
about it. Anyone else have anything to say about Eve and Brady before we move on? We all good? All right.
Yeah, we're good.
So now the triangle of Trip, Sierra, and Claire. First of all, I want Claire and Sierra to just like. This whole rivalry thing is just kind of like, okay, girl, bye.
Thank you.
Go ahead and hop on that 22-hour flight to say hi to Theo. Tell him
finally
we said
she's
hi.
She's gone.
Yeah. Tell her we said
hi. When are you going to get on that plane? Come on.
But I like that Sierra was like, okay, girl, you like Theo and Trip. Mm-hmm. You just don't want to admit it.
Mm-hmm. I actually am a fan of Trip and Sierra.
Me too.
But I agree with you. I'm tired of this whole rivalry thing with the two girls. It's getting just.
Yeah.
And I know that. I mean, it just bugs the crap out of me.
Yeah.
That when they're always fighting each other.
Yeah.
About men and stuff. It's like I'm just so over it.
It bugs Trip too.
Yeah.
Bugs, there was that one episode where he finally told him like, you know, get over it. Shut up.
Yes. I like his exasperation.
And you thought like maybe that would be the end of
right.
it.
Right. No, it's
and
not
no,
clearly.
There's still. And
get on the plane, bitch. Get on the plane.
Yeah.
I like the motorcycle scene.
Oh, that was a good one.
You know, he had a lot on his mind, and she said, "Come with me." And I wasn't expecting like, where are they going?
But I like how she takes control, and she's like, "In order for you to, you know, get on the bike, here's your helmet. You gotta hold.
You're gonna
me.
Have to wrap your arms.
Yeah, on yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, Sierra, you go, girl. You go ahead, girl. Mm-hmm. I'm with you.
I mean, this Sierra is just so much a better improvement over the last one. So.
You had to say it.
I'm saying it. I'm going to F. I'm going to say it. Because the Sierra I loved the most was Lauren Bowles when she was a kid. I loved her. So I'm hoping this one will be like a little bit of her just older.
That little one was a dope.
There was a period of time on Days of Our Lives where they were hiring really good child actors.
Yeah.
She was one of them.
Yeah.
I remember it was her and I think the boys that played Sammy and EJ's kids, maybe?
Yeah, Johnny.
I'm sorry, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And Johnny.
And, you know, I just remember back in the 90s, there were some kid actors on there. And I just remember watching back then and like, wow, they're getting some good...
And Terrell, who played...
Terrell Ransom Jr.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was a nice little...
Yes.
Little clip.
They're all good. The guy who played this Kid Chase.
Yeah.
He was good. They were all good.
Yeah.
They were all
good. And it's like, and but Lauren Bowles was like, just, I'm like, she's good.
She was so sassy. I was like, no wonder they keep giving her lines because
she was holding a ring hostage from Sammy.
Yeah. I know. I love that storyline.
Go girl.
Oh, yes. When she was like, oh, these
earrings.
Oh,
the earrings. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Well, you're going to have to get me a pair.
Yes.
And I was like, go ahead, girl.
Yes. But this year, I like her. She's beautiful.
Yeah.
I can believe her as Bo and Hope's child.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah. And I believe her. More so, she has more Bo in her than Hope.
Okay. Yes, yes. Sean Douglas is more Hope than Bo.
Yes,
that's what it is.
Yes,
yes.
All right, that it. We all
okay. Yes.
And really quick, Raven Hope's wedding is coming up. Did they say March 1st?
March 1st.
So who that's coming up.
I'm sorry. I planned my wedding in 3.5 months, and I was stressed the F out for that entire 3.5 months. So how?
It's Salem, girl.
It's Salem.
Oh, I know, but like, there are some times where I can't suspend my reality that much.
This isn't their first time at the rodeo.
Can we just skip the rehearsal dinner? Can we just skip? I'm like, yes.
I love how Hope just was like, here's our invitations I already mailed up. And he was like, oh. Like, I would have cut my fiance. I would have been like, no, I want to see him. But I guess maybe he's straight men don't care. He's rape.
Straight men don't care.
I love I don't know, when she said that, though, about the rehearsal dinner and all that kind of stuff, it makes me feel like she has reservations still.
I hope so.
Are you okay? Let's go around the table.
You know I'm an extreme Hope fan. Christine Alfonso, please come in the show so I can cry in person so I can meet you. I'm an extreme fan, so for me, I don't care for Hope and Rafe. Hope and Rafe, I just don't.
Tammy,
she can't be alone for the rest of her life.
That's not answering the question, Tammy.
Oh my god, okay, DH Rask.
Are you for Hope and Rafe? And you can be honest.
No.
Okay.
Okay, good girl,
Michael.
Gonna have to say no.
Because you know why? Because
you know who I loved it. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Do you know who the last non-beau relationship she had? Yes.
Yes. I thought they ruined it together.
And they
Here's the thing. Not Rafe and Aiden. Hope and Aiden. Like, the way that everything started and everything, we were like, okay, we're here for it, or whatever. Then they made him Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Right.
And
we
were like, oh man.
Why?
But then when they brought him back, I was like, okay, this is his way to redeem himself. But then when they made him Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs again, we were like...
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
I still feel like there was more chemistry with Hope and Aiden than with Rafe and Hope.
Yeah.
I just thought Aiden was polar opposite.
But opposites attract.
I know. And I got that concept, but I don't want her with a suit. I didn't want her with that energy.
But if you think about
because I will always love Bo and Hope.
Course, yeah.
So I want someone. Rafe is the closest thing on the canvas that's got some of that.
I will take your leather jacket thing. Well, no, here's the thing. That's Chloe, but I will tell you. I talked to Wally Chris and Rhiannon here. I liked Justin and Hope together for a minute. They were trying to go that direction for a minute, and I liked them together actually. And he liked doing the storyline. It didn't work out that way. But I thought that could have been interesting. Kyriakis, her again, and they could have been. I mean, he's kind of like a suit. But there's another side to him, so I don't know. I kind of liked that direction.
I think Aiden was just like Bo, except replaced the leather jacket with a suit jacket. Like, he didn't come from like a prominent family like she did, and maybe like not as upper class as her, but he was still a great guy, except, you know, he wore a suit rather than the leather jacket.
I do agree with you. When he came back,
yeah,
I liked him better.
Yes, because he
did have an edge to him.
Yeah,
and
yes.
There was pain there. There was
Well, coulda, shoulda,
woulda. Anyway, Hope and Rafe. Yeah. Like, I'll support it, but it could be better.
Okay. Well,
my opinion.
We'll see what happens with this March 1st wedding, because apparently, again, no one in Salem can keep a secret, because now Rafe has confided into Eli, and Eli has confided into Rafe.
Could you believe that session they had?
Oh, there was a quote. I wish I had meant to write it down and I forgot, but he said something like, Rafe said something like, we're not bad guys. We're looking out for people by keeping the secrets. I was like, okay.
I wrote that down like, hashtag looking out for people. Yeah, that's what you were doing. Yeah.
I'm still salty over the fact that Sammy told Carrie what was going on. I'm like,
Sisters.
No, they were never confidants. They were never confidants. They were always rivals. Listen, they loved they were frenemies. Anything else?
Carrie painted the picture for us.
Yeah, I know. But I still don't get it. Sorry. It's
because her and Sammy probably got into a fight, and in order to be salty, Sammy was like, well, I love a Rafe. Because I know you got a thing for him, ho.
Exactly.
Now, see, here's the problem. When Sammy and Rafe reconnected, when Allison Sweeney and and Gary Gayling, their characters reconnected, that's what made me, again, say that Hope and Rafe don't belong together. Yeah. I see more chemistry with them, my bad English, them two. But I was like, but just remind me why I don't think she should be with Hope. Because, well, I mean...
But also, with Sammy and Rafe, it's one of those things where when you put a couple together, you really have to build that couple.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So when Sammy and Rafe were locked in that safe house, we saw them build together. You know what I mean?
Agree.
When they decided to make Will gay and put him with Sonny, we saw that whole thing build. So it's like we're rooting for it. Like, we saw the whole thing build with Hope and Aiden, and then they were like, nope. And then they were like, well, now we're going to go back to Rafe and Hope. And we were like,
first, they did the whole, let's in 3 days, bring Bo back, kill him.
Yeah.
Then bring Aiden back. So Aiden's there, and they kill, and then have they kill him, and then he goes back to Ray. It's like that whole time period. I'm still salty about that too.
Well, my thought with the whole killing off of Bo, and I'm not.
Why are you laughing? That was a horrible time.
I'm not putting words in Peter Ruckel's mouth, but I almost imagine him being like, "Listen, y'all, I'm not coming back on this show. Like, let's just do this, kill him off." And then we can just go about
done with it. Yeah.
because they kept alluding, like, oh, he's just away, he's just away. And I think Daze was probably like,
they needed to put some
are you ready to come back?
Yeah.
And Peter was like, no. You ready to come back now? No.
Ooh, someone said he should bring Patrick back.
Oh, Brody.
Brody Hutzler?
Yeah. Oh, Patrick Lockhart?
Yes.
For Hope?
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
They did have a thing.
They did have a thing,
Yeah. Why not? That's
my criteria. That's my criteria.
He's been on a couple of Lifetime movies.
Yeah.
He still
he
is.
Has.
Good.
Yeah,
that's
him.
All right. Well, that has been your week of days, and now it's time for our segments, and we have some new ones coming up for you. But we're going to start with mine, which is Tony's official three snaps award. All right. So this was a tough one.
I know.
This was a tough one. I'm going between two, and in this moment I'm going to make my decision. So my honorable mention for the Three Snaps Award goes to Lamone Archie for his look at Lonnie, like, are you sure? Like, and I imagine him being like, bitch, are you?
Is you crazy?
Yeah. So there's that. But my official Three Snaps Award goes to Miss Lisa Rinna, because when she fired that gun and that guy dropped and she was standing
that
there,
picture, that was that great.
I was
moment.
Like,
great.
Yes! Welcome back!
Yes.
So Tony's official Three Snaps Award goes to Miss Lisa Rinna, Billy Reid, for firing that gun and showing us how to look so good doing it.
Okay.
Bam. Okay. And now it's time for
Mark's Quote of the Week.
Nope.
normally
it would be. Do you have the look who's related?
Look who's related.
There you go. So, okay, folks, you guys have been inundating me with this request. So once and for all, I'm going to tell you who Stefano's kids are and why Tony and Andre are not brothers. His bio children are Renee DuMond, Megan Hathaway, Benji DeMira, all deceased, of course. Dr. Alexandria Lexi DeMira Carver, she's deceased too.
Yeah.
Chad DeMira, Stefan O. DeMira, EJ DeMira, who's now deceased too, and then Andre DeMira, which is now deceased. His adopted children are Kristen Blake DeMira and Peter Blake, who's in prison. Now, here's the deal, you guys don't remember this. Tony was brought on and thought to be Stefano's son. But Stefano was married to Daphne DeMira, which was Tony's biological mother. It was revealed in 1983 that he's not Stefano's son.
Okay.
Stefano went to prison, came back in 1984. He brought his nephew, Andre, on with Tony's face. He had plastic surgery done. And that's why Tony and Andre look the same. But, of course, it was revealed in 2007 that all the years we thought Tony was on the show was actually Andre impersonating Tony. And Tony had been in prison somewhere since 1993. The reason why it's kind of confusing now, there was never an on-screen explanation to why Andre is actually Stefano's son. Mm-hmm. When Andre was brought back on in 2015, it was just said he found out he was Stefano's son.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So there's no, so nobody's going crazy. Just there's never an on-screen anything about that.
There's never a reveal. It was just kind of like
Tony's not here. Tony was not here. That was revealed. But Andre, so when they were mentioning they were brothers, they were thought to have been brothers or not. They're actually not related. And Tony's not related to Stefano at all biologically.
Okay.
But Andre is. That's his son. So that's, I just want to make sure you get that. So no one's crazy.
That cleared some stuff up for me, too.
Yeah. So okay, good. Okay, good. Okay, good.
Because I did think I was crazy.
No, don't be sending me a sexier. Like, good. No, people have been asking me. It's like, it is a little confusing. I know the family tree, but I had to look up just exactly what the dates were. Mm-hmm. And he said when he came back, yeah, just said that he was Stefano's son.
Okay. Well, thank you for that.
Yes, thank you.
And that has been...
The more you know.
Related. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I am very happy to introduce to you one of our newest segments. Designer Days.
Woo-hoo.
Ooh, fashion.
Yes.
Designer Days.
Coats. Elegance.
Elegance. Opulence. Designer Days.
Designer.
Brought to you by... Miss Tammy Govea.
Yes, Woo! Designer Days. I love. Yes. I'm so excited about this segment, you guys.
So first, before you go into it, let us tell them exactly what the segment is.
Yeah, so it's going to be a recap of the week, and it's going to focus spotlight fashion, decor, anything design-oriented, because there's a lot of amazing fashion on the show, decor on the show, and we just want to give kudos to the wardrobe people and to the set folks and all that good work. So this week, there was a couple of things. We're going to celebrate Valentine's Day, and we're going to give it up for Cassie DePaiva and Susan Hayes. Cassie's in this, I thought it was red, but I'm thinking it's more of a hot pink, no?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
so the sheath dress, and she paired it with long black boots, and it was really hard to, I don't know if there was ever a full-length picture. So it was really hard. And then Susan Hayes, of course.
Mm-hmm.
This was actually a full-length dress, and if you remember the 50th anniversary for Days, she wore that on the red carpet for the celebration.
Okay.
So I'm guessing that that's her own personal dress, and she should wear it every day because it looks absolutely stunning on her, right?
Mm-hmm. They always dress her very elegantly.
They do.
Well,
she just
exudes that.
She's the best.
So that's our a celebratory Valentine's moment. And then the second one, we have to do this, right? We had to do the M. Missoni paint splattered coat.
Mm-hmm.
That's the official title of this jacket that Gabby is wearing. It's fabulous and versatile and perfect for murder and betrayal. I don't know if M. Missoni would appreciate that, but you know.
I love it.
It's a memorable jacket, so there you go.
I wonder if people will actually go out and buy this jacket.
Well, this I found online.
Yeah.
So this one was easy to track.
To find.
I like it that you can see what it actually looks like on a person. Because when you see it in a photo or you see it on a mannequin, you can't really get an idea. But paired with the solid, the dress that she's wearing, it's fantastic.
Yeah. I like it.
I do too. I like it.
Well, great job. And that has been Designer Days. Fashion.
Designer.
And now we have another new segment brought to you by our very own Michael Mattis. It's called Caption This.
Hey.
There we go.
I like that. I like that.
Okay, so every week I will post a picture on social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and I want you all to caption it. Give it a funny, creative caption, because I'm not funny and creative, so
I
need
y'all
out, because I'm just at a loss. So this week's photo, you see Hope handing Carrie the wedding invitation, and Carrie giving kind of a look. So out of every entry, we got a lot of good entries. I am choosing Stevie Jam on Instagram.
Okay.
I'm paraphrasing it a little bit, but the gist was, next time you're not feeling well, drink the Pepto-Bismol, don't wear it.
Oh, dang.
So thank you, the Stevie Jam.
Wow.
I will most likely pick the shadiest one every week. Not going to lie.
It's Shady Sunday.
But there you go.
I love it.
Stevie
Jam
on Instagram, thank you very much.
That's offensive.
I don't have a
prize.
We're not giving anything away, but you know.
You get mentioned
thank
on the show.
It's just special.
Good job. Thank
special
you.
Recognition.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which is enough. And that has been... caption this.
I'm just gonna have you do that every week. I don't want like an official. I just want you to do that.
Caption this. Yes. All right. So, and now it's time for
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right. So, in our news today, if you guys would like to meet the stars of Days of Our Lives in Charlotte, North Carolina on April 21st, please make sure you attend the Stargazer event hosted by
me.
Yeah, there you go.
Bravo.
I will be joined with Billy Flynn, who plays Chad Namara. Brian DeTillo, who plays Lucas, our own Marcy Miller, who is currently playing Gabigail. And, of course, Galen Gehring will all be in attendance on April 21st in Charlotte, North Carolina. If you are in or around the area, make sure you come and check out the event. It is stargazerevent.org. So check that out. Also, I saw on Facebook this weekend that Judy Evans, my good Judy, has booked a role in a film called Intensive Care, which reunited her with Brody Hutzler.
Oh my God, that's what we're talking about. Yeah. Oh my God.
And they're not playing mother and son, but they have been reunited. So congratulations to them on their new roles. And also booking a new film is a friend to the show, Cassie DePaiva. Her and Nathan Purdy, who's ex-Hank of One Life to Live, are starring in a new film called Killian and the Comeback Kids. DePaiva and Purdy play husband and wife and parents of the title character, a struggling musician and college grad who returns to his hometown to find a job while putting his band together. So yeah, and they're currently having a campaign to help finish the film, and you guys can support that. There's tons of perks that you can get, including autographed CDs from Cassie, a call from Cassie, maybe a walk-on role in the movie, instruments, and other items. So we'll make sure we put the
Link stuff,
on the thing. Sorry, I was like, yes. When you're in the studio, you see a note, and you he knows what that means. Yeah. Got to give it up to Steve.
We love Cassie. We want to support her.
Yes,
everything.
And it's an interracial couple. Her and Nathan Purdy. It's gonna be an interracial kind of story.
Good.
I like that. We need more of those.
I like it. Yes. All right, and that's it. That's our show.
That was fun.
That was good.
That was a lot. Times.
That's fine. Well, thanks for having me on.
James, thanks for coming on and coming on for a full hour. Yeah. I will never accept your resignation from the show. And hope that you will join us again soon.
Yeah.
Thank you. Before we head out, let everyone know where they can find you on the social media.
You find we're all James Law Jr.'s of Soul at James Law Jr. And stay tuned next. I have Lawrence St. Victor joining me and Tammy for Bold Breakdown.
Exciting. Yeah,
he's good. He's good.
Tammy. And you can find me Twitter at Tammy Govea, Facebook at Tammy Govea, and Instagram Tammy _ Govea.
Govea.
Michael Mattis.
Michael Mattis.
Get it right.
He never gets it right.
Every time.
He never gets us right.
I know. Okay.
Twitter MLMattis1, not at Twitter. Just Twitter. You'll find me. Instagram MLMattis.
You sure?
Are you sure?
I think so, yeah.
Jeez. Oh,
yeah.
Needs cue cards.
Are you sure? Are you sure? Steve, are you sure?
If you see pictures of my dog, you'll know it's me. And like the pictures of my dog. He's very, self-conscious.
We all need validation. And, of course, you guys can follow us on Instagram. You can follow the show on Instagram and Facebook, Dish and Days, or on Twitter, _ Dish and Days, the ad is implied. Or you can find me on all social media platforms at Lounger with Tony or my website, loungingwithtony.com. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and
thank
we will
guys.
See you next week for another full recap of NBC's number one hit soap opera, Days of Our Lives. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff. We would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.